Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations and Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. So hi, Bonnie.
Hi. How are you doing, Jackie? Hi,
great.
Everybody.
How are you, honey?
I'm really happy to be here, and I'm facing a scenario of big clouds in front of us. I think it's very dramatic.
How fabulous. Well, we have a great show tonight, everyone. Tonight's topic, standing your ground, setting your boundaries, and treating yourself with honor and respect. And this came through from them. It was included in the newsletter went out. Excuse me, we have huge wins here tonight, so I'm going to wheeze my way through this show. You've come so far along this difficult path of ascension, and now it's time to honor yourself. It's been difficult, challenging, painful, and magical, and now there are many waiting for you to treat yourself with the honor and respect that you deserve. You don't have the luxury of thinking small anymore. It's not true, and it won't work. You are amazing creators, and if you aren't treating yourself with great respect, your creations will reflect it. I love this. All right, tonight's dedication to the restoration of faith and hope. These are the key energies which bring about the new and inspired ideas, businesses, and practices to replace all that is disintegrating before our very eyes. Most importantly, to bust through the illusion of fear that keeps us imprisoned.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, amen. So before we begin tonight, Veronica, you've been down in Costa Rica?
You know, I think it's really interesting because when you were reading that, I'm going, you know, my whole trip to and from Costa Rica was about all of this, actually, and feeling, and I told you this earlier, I felt like I just wanted to be respected, you know? I took a trip on some airplanes that were a little bit cheaper than if I've gotten them a bit later, and I really suffered from no sleep, a terribly inconvenient style of travel. But what kept emerging in me is I really want to do it differently, and I want to feel that respect. In many ways, I got a lot of respect in Costa Rica, and the workshop was good, and people just bloomed, and it was wonderful. So I think I was actually the embodiment of this kind of talk.
Wonderful. And, you know, you were just right in the timing of things that are changing, and so it really is perfect. And this is such an interesting time, and before we go into some of this material tonight, you know, I just want to talk about the... Now, Veronica and I were talking earlier about being sleepy, and I have just been out. I mean, I get on the table at my break in the afternoon, and I'm gone. I don't go to sleep. I am literally like I've been sedated. And I go to bed at night, and I'm gone. I may wake up several times to use the little girl's room, but I can hardly wait to go to bed at night, which is very unusual for me. And you were saying that you just really barely slept the whole time you were in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I think I had like 5 days without much sleep at all. And you know what? I felt pretty good. In fact, in the middle of the night when I was walking down the airport after my flight had been delayed and we arrived in the middle of the night instead of at a reasonable hour, and I was thinking, I wonder if I'm losing it because I feel fine. Something's
well, how
wrong
perfect
with
is
me.
That? No, that's absolutely wonderful. That just tells you how great you're doing.
But you say, here people are sleeping, and I'm immediately jealous.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me.
Well, and I want to say to everyone, I know that everybody felt with the energies changing that things should, you know, change a little bit, and we you know, and it has been very still, I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been in these tremendous winds, but, you know, I will say that energetically, just hang in there, everyone. We're going through such big changes.
Maybe having no sleep is something like having a lot of sleep, meaning, you know, your way of absorbing oxygen and kind of shifting your brain.
Yes, I would assume so. I think people are responding differently to this. Let's put it this way. The majority of the people are sleeping and extreme. I do have some other people like yourself that are not sleeping. So, I won't say that you're the only one, sweetheart, and I wouldn't want you to feel like you're... You know,
well, I'd like to be special, you know, but
I know,
I think we're supposed
I know.
To recover from that.
Well, I don't have a lot of them, only a couple. And
are they all Gemini?
Not sure. Mm-hmm. Very good question, however.
Well, because you talk about the wind, and I think that the even if it's not windy out, I think that there's an exaggerated electrical shift going on. I can feel that in my bones.
I would say you're probably absolutely right. But again, I, you know, when I leave here to go do something, I feel incredibly electrical.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to do my taxes last night, and I was just wired to the moon.
But that would do that anyway.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't nervous about it. I was very well prepared. But what's interesting is that being here in the portal and doing the work I'm doing, I am just, the sessions are so much more intense. And again, I am just like, poof. I just count myself out for the day, because that's pretty much it. If I can get out of here and get in my car and drive away, I can immediately come back. But I don't think there's much of me here. I think that's the other problem. So I wanted to quote some of this from Solaris Surf Report. I did send these things out, but they definitely are worth reviewing tonight, because, and I didn't send a lot of channelings out, and I didn't receive a lot from Dear Squirrel, but I always know with Squirrel, whatever comes is important, since she monitors everything so blessedly. Because she says, for much of the month, the greatest movement and change has been taking place in the depths. In the midst of busy outer activities, a deep blanket of stillness has covered everything. The energies of the far distant worlds have never been stronger, making us constantly tired and pulling us into the deepest of sleep. I would say, you know, like being sedated.
That sounds very Scorpio, though, doesn't it?
Yes. And if we've been sifting, we have been sifting through the hardened sediment in the deepest strata of our beings. These are the elements which we barely remember are there, and that we rarely touch. We've stirred up this old calcified sediment, and we're cleaning it out, releasing emotions and memories that we didn't even know that we carried. And this is, you know, and I want to say this also for people, you know, I want to say the purebreds out there.
All seven of you.
Yeah, because we, you know, we do so much work with lineage. And, you know, it's been a fascination to me, especially working, well, you know, and I work with a lot of Jewish people, and I know these are people that carry the energy so strongly, very pure lines all the way back, and they seem to be carrying it at such depths and such levels. And as we're doing the sessions and moving this energy, it's like, oh, my Lord. It's, you know, again, all of you are volunteers. And I want to talk for a minute about last week's channeling and my experience of it, which I thought was really interesting. I don't get the words or anything, but the energies coming through, the love and honor for everyone was so incredible that, you know, and they did something which I've never seen them do, which was to leave it open. They did not close everything down and bring everyone back. And I just sat up here in the healing room and cried. I was overwhelmed with love.
Mm.
And literally just felt it kind of crack open, you know, places that I had reserved, you know, because I think, you know, for some of us who really, you know, at least for me, I have to speak for me, you know, it's been a very long, very difficult path, and in this lifetime, and I'm sure for many lifetimes, but this one specifically, and I've had to really kind of wall up to survive, and it literally was like all those walls came tumbling down, and allowing in that love, that level of love. So I'd recommend for anybody who didn't hear the show last week, please go into the archives and partake, because the energies, the more that you can allow it in, the more often you listen to it, the more you're able to allow that love in, the greater the shift will be for you. I have never experienced anything where the amount of love everyone on the other side gathered for us and in such love, such honor, such respect, And what I got out of that was that if we are loved and honored and respected like that, that it's truly time for us to love, honor, and respect ourselves. And, you know, this is where we've been negligent. You know, we've been, you know, a little bit like leaves in the wind, always thinking that we're not enough, that we haven't done enough, we're not far enough, you know, enough, 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 enough.
We're separated from God at some level.
Yes, that's an automatic coming in. I mean, to Earth, it's a given. And, there is such love and honor for us. It is, there are no words in our language to describe it. But the more we're able to allow that love in, the greater the shifts and changes in our lives can be. You know, Lazarus said it many years ago at an intensive, that if we could love ourselves enough, if we could allow the love in, everything in our lives could change in an instant. In an instant. It's really based on the love and how much we can allow in. And this is the human programming that we're dealing with. This lineage stuff that we're clearing, lineage lifetimes, you know, I recognize all of you as an extraordinary group of people that are listening out there, who have volunteered to participate in this. One woman said to me, "I know you talked me into this, and don't you ever do it again." I said, "It's really hard for me to defend what I did in between lifetimes." Oh, Lord. Anyway, she goes on to say that the pull of the depths has been so strong and our energy has been so depleted by the massive inner work we've been doing that many have felt that we are hanging on to physical life by a thread. And I, you know, and then she goes on to talk about the winds of change, which made me giggle because of all the huge desert winds we've had here in Las Vegas. The winds of change have picked up and are now blowing at hurricane force. They're blowing away the old with huge, strong gusts. Profound change is swirling around in the air all around us. She goes on to say the next few days are critical. We've now reached a major crossroads, and I want to talk about this for a minute. Crossroads are significant intersections that require us to make a decisive choice as to which direction we're going to go. We also need to be extra cautious while we pass through the crossroads since things are coming at us from all directions. This is a very, very big issue. And I have to say that I've been seeing this all week long in huge ways, that people making major choices or standing on the verge of making major choices, and if they made a choice one way, they would go one direction, and another, they'd go another direction. So we are literally right now making our choices about how we're going to experience the ascension. We're at critical mass with this. And I really see this. Some of us have had to make some massive changes about people in our lives and what we're willing and not willing to accept. And I think this is a big issue. Veronica, you and I talked about this earlier.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. About choosing a path where, you know, we don't have to do it the hard way anymore. I'm as guilty as you on this, Veronica. I have done it the hard, you know, I've been the, you know, shouldering my way through all my life, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
I always had this thing, well, I can put up with it. I can handle it, and that's over. I'm done with that.
Yes, I have a girlfriend is, you know, how much crap can I put up with? I can put up with more crap than anybody out there. She's also the same one that says God's got your back. So, so I think that that's, and I, you know, I want to, I'm going to jump around here, because I know you've got the notes there, Veronica. I want to jump around just as an example of this. And I think it's such an extraordinary example, that I've talked about this, I probably touched on it in the last couple of weeks, about Dear Charlotte, and I use names only with permission. Charlotte is a twin, in Genevieve, her twin. Extraordinary being. They've worked with me for many years, and their sessions together with Rebecca, who I know is listening, or will be, they are a very unique group of women. There are others in their group, but they are extraordinary. And their sessions, the three of their sessions years ago, were so extraordinary. I had to do them laying down because the energies were so big I could not physically sit up. And during their sessions, we were working on major things that needed to be healed in the collective, including the burning ears and cancer. This was, you know, and when these sessions were done, there were, I know in one of them, there were like, as I recall, there was like 400,000 extraterrestrial beings of different levels and dimensions in this huge arena. And then the light bodies of everyone with cancer on the planet came in during just one session. That was the kind of sessions we were doing together. So these are people I have great respect for. We have not duplicated those because the team got it loud and clear. I can't do that kind of work. This is maybe in group, no problem, but to do it one-on-one, boy, those were big sessions. Anyway, Charlotte developed cancer in her breast. And she'd had it 13 years ago, came back, different form of cancer, same breast, and of course they did radiation 13 years ago, much broader attack on the body. So she was not a candidate for a lumpectomy and radiation. So she opted for the mastectomy. And which he had this week. And now Charlotte and Genevieve, the twins, these are sisters, are such a big soul that they actually came in as two. And so they have a lineage, a Hawaiian lineage. And we found things back, and as did another healer, not only myself. And I can't remember if it was 11 or 13 generations. I believe it was 13. And, but these women in Hawaii, and they still have very strong roots over there, of course, were stripped of their power and dignity. These were great priestesses of the goddess, carrying the goddess energy. And so it represented a very powerful aspect. And Charlotte did not go into victim or martyr or any such thing. She did a ceremony, which I wanted to share with you. She was kind enough to share this with me. She brought together all of her friends, and they did this ceremony. Each of one of them was given a garden seed. And it represented the number of people in her generation, which I believe, I don't know if it was 11 or 13. And then they each had a candle. And they read the following to each seed. Thank you. And the seeds were, of course, a metaphor. It is with gratitude and appreciation that you've delivered your message. Your mission has been accomplished. In this new world, we no longer need emotions that remind us of our past hurts and disappointments. We are stepping into the light. Our intention now is that each seed will carry a vibration to the planet of peace, joy, love, healing, and friendship. And so it is. So each of these women then put their seed into the candle. She wrote to me and she said, Jackie, it would be great if each person planting their gardens this year visualized these seeds of peace, joy, friendship, love, and healing as they are planted.
Oh, great.
She went on now. This is just part of it. The following is what she had each of her doctors read before her surgery. To the nurse, to my surgical team, and this is what the nurse read. I, Charlotte, want to express my gratitude and appreciation for the love and healing that you are bringing to this surgery. I know that all will go well because each of you is paying attention to the details that will make this surgery successful. My love and light surround each of you. One doctor. It is with gratitude and appreciation that Charlotte calls in her guides, guardians, and all those who walk with her to provide divine guidance, love, and support to all of those involved in performing this surgery. It is Charlotte's intention that she has a full and quick recovery and be cancer-free. Another doctor. At this time, Charlotte takes her power to create a new reality, one in which she is cancer-free in all of her energetic bodies. Charlotte directs that all the cells in her body be healthy, in perfect balance, and in perfect harmony.
Wow.
This is the kind, now this is my comment here, this is the kind of boundary-setting and courage that we need to walk into the new world. Charlotte and her sister carry the heritage of the Hawaiians, as I said. And she knew all of this going into the surgery, that this had to do with the goddess energy and her lineage. She never went into victim or martyr. I admire and love her so dearly, and Genevieve as well, whose husband dealt with cancer several years ago and is now in remission. They are an inspiration to me, and as are all of their wonderful friends who supported them through this, including dear Rebecca, who dealt with her cancer issues and showed the same kind of courage and did something very similar, okay? She did not have surgery. This was during a biopsy. All of you together are a great beacon that shines over the planet with courage and hope, and I mean that with all my heart. This is an incredible group of women whose work with the planet and with the elements is extraordinary. So my kudos to each and every one of you. Charlotte, I know you're recuperating if you're listening tonight. We're all with you, as is the team. But this is the kind of courage, these are the kind of boundaries that we now have to set. And to be able to go into a medical situation and have your doctors read these kinds of intentions, I think it's extraordinary. And this is where I see things going now, where people, and again, Rebecca did the same thing when she had a biopsy done. And she had them bless the needle that was used and all kinds of wonderful things. They burned candles. I mean, it was extraordinary. But this is where we're going. And not being a victim and not feeling that we are not in control of what we're doing, or that we are, again, giving our power away to anything that is a God projection. There was a wonderful channeling I sent out from Maitreya. Again, you know, this whole thing goes into freeing ourselves from the lowest forms of density, and that we are now, you know, going through a period of reprieve. And that for those of us who, all of you listening, of course, that, you know, what's coming is so amazing, so beautiful, and I got this last week, that what is coming for us is so extraordinary. Not from a perspective of entitlement, but this is what we came to do. We're not here to do it in struggle. We're not here to do it difficult anymore. We're here to do it with elegance and with ease. And the key here is fear. And, you know, taking the power away from fear at this juncture is so important. So many of us have put off decisions out of fear that we will be in lack for some reason if we make a choice, whether it's ending a relationship, leaving a job, leaving a home, leaving an area, whatever it may be. In your case, Veronica, stepping out to do the workshop that you did, and look at the freedom and beauty you experienced as a result.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, moving beyond your own personal fear to do something that has really been calling you for a very long time. And people's lives were changed as a result of the work that you did.
And you know what? I had fun, because when you're doing something you really, you know, really are lined out that you should be doing, it really does alleviate a whole bunch of funny little tensions and so on, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the resistance.
That's what it is. I knew it was something. because as I said, I wasn't sleeping. I had a wonderful time, and sometimes we had wonderful dinners and danced and were crazy as well, you know. It wasn't all work, you know.
Well, again, allowing the joy to come through to work and those levels. And, you know, for people who don't know yet what it is they're here to do, they have this strong sense, I'm here to make a difference, I'm here to make a difference. Again, you already are making a difference, believe me. And, you know, you may not have found, you know, Bashar says it so well, that everybody is making a difference, and all you're looking for is something that can reflect it back to you. You know, a vehicle that will reflect back to you that difference that you're already making.
Right.
And, you know, I thought that was so wonderfully put, and so absolutely true. The crossroads, though, I think is really an important issue. And, you know, I think that making difficult choices right now about what we will and won't do, and I'll tell a cute story. This is how fast I'm seeing things move. Last Friday night, my son and I were at dinner, and he said, you know, Mom, I'm just not ready to do real estate yet. I'm still learning, and I'm really liking that. And I'll step out there, you know, to actually sell when it's time. The next morning, he was at the office running some reports so that I could go do inspections with him on Sunday. And the phone was ringing off the hook, and he called me, and he said, Mom, I fell in the money pot again. I have to go show a piece of property.
What a character he is, eh?
And so, of course, these people loved him, and he is their new realtor. The next morning, Sunday morning, the phone rings, one of his friends, and said, you know, Rick, I'm going to come down and look at property. What do you think? I want to spend $1 to $2 million. And Ricky said, well, I'm in real estate, and that's what I'm doing is all these foreclosures. And, of course, his friend was ecstatic. And so, so in a matter of 2 days, he had, you know, two clients and was already, boom, out there doing his work. And so...
Well, what is this reading that you did? It was called The Quantum Alert.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, this is it's such an extraordinary time. And another kid, we were out doing inspections on Sunday, and he gets paid very minimal for these, but this was to cover his car payment. And we were both very tired.
Does he make you work for him to cover his car payment?
No. I go with him because it's I enjoy it and it's fun and he's learning the market and it gives us time to be together and it gets, you know, it's
and you're good at this sort of thing. Wasn't that part of way back when?
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's fun for me to see him do what he's doing. Anyway, anyway, we got a couple down, and he said, Mom, you know, there's a $5 million greenhouse over here. You want to go look at it? And I said, no, we have to go do inspections. And he said, Mom, I got all these clients. I'm out here grinding. And he said, let's go play. So we went and saw this incredible home, $5 million home. You know, the total utilities are $2,500 a year. I mean, this is new technology that's just extraordinary. And it was a delightful, wonderful experience. And I looked at him, and I thought, here is a perfect example where I, because he had said to me, remember, Mom, I'm always going to do things smart. I won't work as hard as you have.
I'm going to touch his sleeve.
Yes, I know, absolutely. And so, and he does, he brings it in that way. But it's a cute story. I thought it was quite delightful, and I had a great deal of fun. And I thought, you know, this is because he chooses to do things with greater ease, that's the way they come in. And he doesn't do it from a sense of lack, because I said, won't it be great not to struggle? And he said, Mom, I've never thought of myself as struggling, ever. And I'm like, oh, okay. And this is because things don't mean anything to him. You know, his mattress is on the floor. He's perfectly happy. You know,
but that changes. He has nice things, and then he doesn't, and he does.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not who he is.
No, not at all. And because of his lack of attachment, it all comes to him. He never has to worry about having anything.
Isn't that great? Good for him.
And one more cute story. He had gotten his car, and it was all miracle after miracle after miracle, and got his real estate license, another miracle because of some things in his history. And it took, instead of a month and a half, a week and one day. And so he calls me. He's doing an inspection in the roughest area of all of Las Vegas. And I said, "Honey, what are you even doing on the phone?" And he said, "Mom, I got a phone call from the car dealership." And I said, "Oh, God, here we go." And he said, "They lowered my interest rate after I signed all the documents." And I said, "You got to be kidding me." He said, "No." He said, "Have you ever heard of such a thing?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Here I am sitting on such and such a street in Las Vegas crying in the worst part of Las Vegas because I've just had another miracle." I said, "Honey, how's a miracle with your car moving?" It was very cute. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is where we're going. These are the choices. This is the process.
It's an ad for the new consciousness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I told him, I said, "You're now my inspiration." And I said, "Whoever thought that would happen?"
For putting him on the stamp.
Yes, absolutely. This is a kid I couldn't get off the couch. So. Oh, goodness. Very cute. So, all right, I'm going to go into channel. Anything else you wanted to chitty-chat about before I go in? And
No, I love that, and the quantum surfing. I was just wondering why my flight all the way home kept getting elongated. I'm going, I'm kind of manifesting something different. But we'll talk about that another
week. Well, and let me just address that before I go in. And you know, again, these are the choices that we set up because you weren't feeling particularly good about yourself on your way there.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it manifested in different ways for you, okay, with loss, with struggle, with delays, with et cetera. And
yeah, because the one jacket that I thought made me look good no matter what state of mind I was in was lost. Now, that's very metaphorical, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I had to feel good anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, making the choices of loving ourselves, and this is, you know, I sound like I'm preaching, and believe me, I'm not. But you know, this is choices for all of us, not just for you, Veronica, but for all of us, myself included. Is how are we going to do things? Are we going to do them with trust and elegance, knowing who we are? That we really are moving into our mastery, that we really are unique, we are different. We came here, we've worked very hard. Everyone listening to this program right now, and I'm sure lots of other people that you all know, all right, to heal, to clear, to heal, to clear, to heal, to clear. And, you know, many of us took on a tremendous number of obstacles in this lifetime, plus a lot of us chose some very difficult lineage to come through. So, and in addition to that, deciding also that we're going to clear all of our lifetimes in this universe, if that's...
And we wrench ourselves severely by going, "Are we there yet?"
Well, that's exactly, you know, I mean, that's the kid in the backseat of the car, you know. And, you know, the answer is you'll know when you're there because things will be so elegant there'll be no question in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the ease and the elegance and the flow and the joy will absolutely tell you that you're there. So, okay, I'm going to go into channel now.
And the new jacket.
And the new jacket, baby. Now you're going to go shopping and you're going to buy some new ones, aren't you?
It's going to be great.
Yes, you are. And find something even better. Remember that.
More elegant, more graceful.
Mm-hmm. But you just go yummy in. All right. All right, Welcome, everyone. Welcome to you. Now, we hope that all of you allowed yourselves to receive even a little of the love and honor that were held for you last week. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not held for you all the time. But that was a gathering. Think of it as a party. All right? Everyone was invited. Come on, we're going to show honor and love to these wonderful beings who've worked so hard. We want them to know that we know what they're doing, what they've been through, what they've done, and where they're going. And that we honor and love them. And that they're not alone in all of this. It's very important, everyone, for you to recognize that. For you to actually feel, yes, somebody out there knows what I'm going through. Someone out there knows how hard I've been working. Now, this is not a martyr statement. It's not like saying, oh, poor me, look at, you know, they know how much I've suffered. No. No, that's not what we're talking. We know how courageous you are and the choices that you make. Now, could you have done it more elegantly? Well, the potential was there. But certainly beating yourself up right now is not the answer. Because the choice is before you now to do things more elegantly. Whenever you recognize that you can make that choice, you can then choose. And so we recommend that you make those choices now. I'm going to choose the elegant way. I'm going to choose to do this out of love for self. Now, those decisions open up a door to all kinds of choices that you're going to make in every moment. Am I going to take this luxurious bubble bath? I'm going to just jump in the shower. Am I going to sit and nurture myself in this beautiful water and the bubbles and so on and so forth? Maybe play some wonderful music and light some candles? We hope so. We hope you believe that you deserve that, if that's something you enjoy doing. Now, don't go do it because we said so. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate these bubbles. No. Now, that's martyr. No, 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 no. No.
There's no enlightenment without bubble.
Well, wonderful metaphor, Veronica. Wonderful metaphor. Now, some of you are feeling extraordinarily tired, we know that, and some of you are feeling, as you are, very electrified. Some of you praying for sleep, and some of you praying to try to stay awake. Each one of you experiencing it differently. Neither is good nor bad. That's not what we're saying. We never do. Honor your own individual experience, however that looks. You're not here to be the masses, so do remember that. It's not like, well, if I'm not feeling this, there's something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just doing it differently. Good. Honor that. Now, let's talk about the crossroads, because this is important. If you can think of yourself at this intersection, and we love the metaphor of this, because it's more true than you know. And you know that you've seen some of these intersections where you can go diagonally. They have interesting crosswalks where you can go diagonally, or cross from corner to corner, or cross diagonally from corner to corner.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, you always have to watch for traffic, for something that may come out of the blue. And it will. And it will. This is not a time to go into fear, everyone, but it is a time to be incredibly alert and incredibly aware of what comes. Veronica?
Yes?
You're a perfect example of that intersection. Traveling off to Costa Rica to do a workshop. Now, getting there, getting home, all the loss of sleep, and et cetera, not an easy thing, was it?
No, not at all.
No.
And I do like traveling, but it was quite a grueling journey. But I saved $100 by choosing that ticket. I may not do that again. That was a crossroads.
We hope not. We hope not.
Give me the first class, quick.
All right, yes, exactly. And the crossroads itself was, for you, stepping out to do something of this size, this length of time.
Yes.
You know, could it be transformational for people? How would they respond? And am I this, you know, again, these questions, everyone, no matter how much you've done, have these questions. Am I good enough? Am I going to be able to do this? Will I be successful? Fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of not being enough, more important than that.
And fear of change, getting out of my normal routine.
Yes, of course, fear of change, always. And we would say to all of you, this is the time when you are in that intersection. Now, we've talked to people who have said, you know, I'm going to change, you know, business partners and life partners and all kinds of things. Because the things are in their face that are saying, look, this isn't a match, this isn't a fit. Look at this very carefully. Things coming into your life that are less than what it is you know or feel that you've been wanting to create in your life. And deciding whether or not you're going to settle. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't review it and see if there's value there. That's not what we're saying. But this is not a time to settle. Not anymore. Certainly not to compromise your beliefs, to compromise who you are. To compromise your desire, your passion. Now, those have been burning in you, and for some, they're just now beginning to bubble up. Some of you just stretching your muscles, finding out that you really are powerful. My God, I just created this. Someone called the channel the other day. They were so excited. They'd struggled and struggled and struggled and had this wonderful miracle in their lives and then were worried about whether or not they were able to collect it. We continue to give you tools. We have offered over and over again to join you co-creatively. There are other teachers out there, beings out there, who offer to do the same thing. Take advantage of it, people. When you go in to create, in any way that you choose to do it, call in those that you connect with, resonate to, are attracted to, feel that you have a strong connection to, and trust that they're there. Now, they don't have to travel, you know, millions of miles to do that. Again, you're in the fishbowl. You don't understand the access issues in terms of how do they know, you know, how do they get here. Don't worry about that. Just know that they can be there in an instant. Trust that. You'll understand those things sooner than you realize. There's so much ahead for all of you. The story of dear Charlotte and her wonderful twin Genevieve, so inspiring, you see. Someone taking something that could be incredibly fearful, going into surgery, not really knowing. There were many unknowns going into the surgery. With cancer, they never know till they get in there anyway. setting her boundaries. Taking what could be an incredibly fearful experience and even recruiting her doctors and nurses to speak for her, to set the tone and the energy. Look at the impact that had on those doctors and that nurse and all of the others that came and went out of the operating room. These kinds of things can change the face of medicine as you know it today, more than you realize. That's a seed, you see. And when you wonder, can I have influence? The answer is absolutely. You're all having influence right now. Energetically, you're broadcasting out people. Frequencies that are triggering and activating not only your planet, but others who are awakening. Your vibrations and frequencies are so very important. You think it's the words that you speak, but we would say to you that the telepathic communications that you're carrying on are far greater than you know. One of the best kept secrets you all have yet. The work that you're doing in the dream state, extraordinary. This is the reason so many of you are so tired. You're doing so much work in the dream state. And you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, yes, another day. And within an hour, you're exhausted and you wonder why.
I notice my dreams are quite crazy, too.
Yes, yes. And we do want to address that also. Many people reporting that they're having very crazy kinds of dreams. And again, this is because you are working on extraordinary levels right now. You're playing in other levels, dimensions, and lifetimes in ways that you don't understand. Those connections are beginning to be made. So you're tapping into other lifetime experiences far more than you know. So when you translate a lot of that, it comes out as absolute chaos. Mishmash, much of it. Some of it terrifying. Some of it problems in translation, all right?
Because I've been dying in my dreams a lot.
Yes, yes, we're not surprised. We're not surprised. Again, as you're tapping into the unconscious now, not just subconscious, unconscious, the holder of all experience. So you're going to have some very strange dreams. Just let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Some people have reported night terror is where they actually woke up screaming. Understand you're not going to make sense of a lot of this and you're not going to be able to. You don't need to. Don't worry about getting on your computer and looking up dreams. You'll be there forever and it still won't make any sense. You're not working now in the same states that you were in terms of working at the conscious, subconscious levels. As you're opening into the unconscious, the translations are going to be very strange again. Tapping into these other lifetimes, which are all occurring simultaneously, even though you perceive them in a linear fashion, they're not. So you're experiencing these other lifetimes as you, which can be very confusing because there's no way that you can die that many times in one lifetime, can you?
I don't know.
Now, what kind of dreams are you having?
Well, I had a dream that my whole family, my stepdaughter, my daughter, and I, and my sister that I find a little bit challenging and so on, a few of others of family members, I took them all carrying their astrological charts with transitions on them, or, you know, the transits, and I took them all to stay at this woman's house who used to house me when I went on tour. And the woman arrived, and she was a little dismayed that we'd all come and helped ourselves to our living accommodations there, but we were all carrying our charts. I don't even know what happened, but the whole thing was rather fascinating. I mean, the strange combination of people and all our astrological charts and arriving at somebody else's house, making ourselves at home. That was the story. That was the dream.
Well, that one's actually pretty neat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What do you think you do when you drop down into a physical experience? Charts in hand.
Define ourselves at least that way. Our hurdles.
Well, in essence, you're coming in with a new identity, aren't you? Here's my chart, my new identity. I'm showing up to take residence.
Well, of course, transits, yeah.
What?
Well, our house is beautiful.
Well, again, that really is Earth. I mean, that you're taking residency.
And it's interesting because I have been actually physically dying in a number of different dreams as well. So perhaps that relates.
Well, again, it can relate several ways. You can be tapping into the end-of-life experience in other lifetimes. Again, the translations, and we want you to understand the translations into the conscious are getting really garbled. And this is why we say don't, you know, some of it is very clear, like the one you just gave us.
Hmm.
But others can be very garbled and very difficult to try to even discern. And so we caution you not to lose too much sleep over this, literally.
Hmm.
Just recognize that you're doing a lot of clearing. As one of the people said in one of the channelings, sediment, sediment, sediment. Sediment, that old stuck-on stuff that you have to kind of chisel away.
Hmm.
So a lot of you are doing an awful lot of that in the dream state because you don't have a lot of time anymore to try to do it in the conscious state. There is an incredible acceleration, everyone. From the other side of the veil, it's let's move it forward, everyone. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Dress rehearsal now over, let's go. And that's very true. You've all put off a lot of things that you, in the future, in the future. We're not saying, for crying out loud, to jump out a window to go do it. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, this is the time now, you know. Pretending to be small. Still playing your fear games. All right? You don't have time for those now. You really don't. They set you so far back. It's like some of your board games, you know, where it takes five, you know, move back five spaces, move back 10, go to jail, you know. Do not pass go, that kind of thing. When you're playing the fear games, that's exactly what happens. It sets you back in the game. This is a time of courage. Tremendous courage, no matter what the outer may look like. Trusting that everything you need is going to be there. Even when you're down to the wire. Down to the wire. Whatever that wire may be. Sending clear messages to the universe. Look, this is the path I'm taking. I will not, as you had said earlier, about being treated with respect, Veronica.
Hmm.
I will not have people in my life who don't treat me with respect. Now, again, provided you treat others with respect.
Oh, darn.
All right? You know, if you're mean and nasty to people and then you want everyone to treat you with respect, that's not going to fly. That's what kings used to do. That doesn't work.
That's right.
All right.
And we'll have to end very soon.
Oh, all right. All right. Now, Veronica, you've got a show coming up next week.
Yes, I do, and I have a paradigm shifter, Nadia McCaffrey, and she's instigating a lot of programs for veterans. She's also a clairvoyant, works with a multidimensional reality, and her only son died in Iraq, and she's done a whole lot of work with veterans ever since then.
Wonderful.
She's very, very inspiring as far as making changes on the planet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds like an excellent show.
Yes, and my radiance is about connecting between the veils. So That's a call-in show, and I enjoy that.
And the time for your show is
4 o'clock on Tuesday for Radiance, which is the call-in show, and 5 o'clock for Natty and McCaffrey of the Veterans Village.
Wonderful. Well, we hope everyone will be tuning in and listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to everyone, again tonight, if you desire to call us in, to, and what we would recommend is to call us in. Call everyone in, the team and all of those with the team. You can call them by name if you wish, some of those that you're connected to, specific Ascended Masters or whoever it is that you are connected to. And ask to be worked with in the dream state tonight. Everyone is happy to accommodate you, to allow in more love in your life, more courage in your life. It's time for the people. It's time for you, and more mastery. Know that we love each and every one of you. We send our total, complete, unconditional love to all of you. And until we speak again next week, we love you all, dear ones. Namaste.
And namaste. Thank you so much.